Rory, you have a good day at the offices and bad days at the offices. It's not a good one today for Donegal. What's the feeling, I suppose, in the aftermath of that and there in the dressing room at the moment?
I think it's just disappointment, Oisin. You know, obviously we came here with high expectations and hoping to put in a performance good enough to win, but we weren't, and fair play to Monaghan, they were deserving winners in the end.
Yeah, you have to be clinical in front of the post, and Donegal weren't clinical enough today to get a result here, Rory.
Well, that's, you know, along with being a wee bit flat in the first half, that's probably what did disappoint us most. You know, I thought in the second half that we had an awful lot of possession. I thought we played a lot of good football, but we missed crucial chances.
Why do you think Donegal was flat today? What was missing there, do you think, Rory?
I don't think we were flat today. I think we were flat in the first half. I thought our second half display was very, very good, so it was. I thought we showed great energy in the second half, but a lot of that's down to Monaghan as well. You know, Monaghan played very well in the first half, and after we went 3-1 up, they dominated.
Yeah. And that latter 10 minutes of the game when Donegal took a real grip at it, and Patrick just missed that point at the end, and I suppose just missing out is a horrible way for a game to come to an end for you like that.
That's exceptionally disappointing, so it is. You know, it's a big occasion and something that we very much cherish and wanted to win, so it is. And you know, to maybe get another day out, and probably the way we played in the second half, I felt that would have been merited, you know, and disappointing. But that, look, you know, it's not just that one way, there was a lot of ways, you know.
Yeah, was everybody fitting well in there today, Rory? Because it was obviously Patrick had a knock from earlier on in a championship game, and there was talk about Michael having some sort of strain and an injury. He walked past it yesterday.
Not too bothered about talk from idle speculation, the likes of you guys get up to. Patrick was fully fine, as you could see there, and Michael seemed to be moving fine, so he did.
Yeah, and Carroll was taken off. Was there any reason
for that? Carroll got a bang in his knee, as you could see.
Yeah, under the qualifiers, now you're still in the championship. I suppose there's some plus in defeat that you're still in the championship, and Galway's going to be up next. Will it be hard now to get the guys refocused next couple of training sessions?
Listen, it's not the way we wanted to wake up tomorrow morning, so it's not, but that's life, you know. This group of players and this group, you know, as a whole, you know, have had ups and downs, and this is a day that obviously we didn't want to have to deal with, but we have to deal with it now, and we will deal with it, and we'll be back tomorrow or Tuesday, you know, whatever the lads decide, and we'll get back at it.
Just finally, can you pinpoint what was really missing there today?
I think in the second half we missed a couple number of easy chances. Like in the first half we just couldn't match Monaghan's intensity. In the second half we did, but wasn't enough to get over the line.